Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we are speaking with Trish Wuerl of HCI Hospice Care Services about her new job as volunteer coordinator.
Trish, I understand that you're the new volunteer coordinator. And can you tell us a little bit about that position and how you came into it?
Yes. When I first stumbled across this position, I was really intrigued. I have always had a real heart for the elderly ever since I was a little girl. So I was just interested in a little bit more about hospice. I think that my knowledge about hospice is probably the same as the general community. When you think about hospice, you know that you're dealing with people that are terminally ill. And generally, we tend to think of elderly patients when we think of someone who is ill or at the end stages of life. One of the many things that I'm learning about hospice care is that it's not specific to the elderly. And it's also not specific to just the last few days of life. When people think of hospice care, you know, they might be in their last few days, and hospice care can serve patients for months. And they not only serve the patients, but they serve the families as well. That's probably one of the things that I'm most passionate about with this job and what I get to do with this job. The volunteer coordinator position, obviously I'm responsible for volunteers. What do volunteers do for patients and family with hospice care? Volunteers go through about a 14-hour training in order to be able to be equipped to work with patients and families. So part of my job is to be able to recruit volunteers, train those volunteers, and then help pair them with patients and or their families. You know, sometimes it's not just the patient that needs a service, but the caregivers, the primary caregivers, the people that are dealing with this family member day in and day out, they need help. The grocery store, maybe they need help running errands. Maybe they need their yard, someone to just come and sit with a mother, father, brother, sister, so that they can take care of the things that they need to be continuing their life. Volunteers really do quite a wide range of activities and service for HCI Hospice Care. We have some volunteers that prefer to do administrative work. So they'll come in and maybe they'll help answer the phones, or they'll help with general office type work. So volunteers have a very, very critical part in what they do for us for hospice care.
I understand when it comes to volunteers, you have a kind of a special desire for volunteers who are veterans to engage with veteran patients.
Yeah, absolutely. I have two veteran volunteers currently, and that's great. And they have been so wonderful to travel. We cover four counties with HCI Hospice Care. And so our veteran volunteers, the two that I have, are so wonderful to be willing to give, you know, more of their time even to travel outside of Knoxville or Marion County. When veterans are, you know, reaching their end of life, they have really unique needs and really special needs. And we also have a veteran pinning program. We have a little service. We sing a song. We say a poem. We have a special pin that we place on that veteran, and it's just really a way to honor their life, to honor their service, and our veteran volunteers participate in that veteran pinning. So I would love to, and that's one of my goals here in the next several months, is to be able to recruit and train more veteran volunteers, because it's such a wonderful program to be a part of. Patients and families, absolutely, they appreciate so much just the honor that we give, you know, to this veteran.
You know, if there's anything you'd like to add about volunteers and the program and what it means to the people that are in hospice.
You know, I've only been working in this position for about the last month, so I've been learning a lot about what hospice is, learning a lot about what do the volunteers do, what do the patients need. And I have had the privilege of visiting with a couple different families, a couple different patients, and I have really been blown away at the impact that these volunteers have on the lives of these families. And families are so appreciative of the volunteers and really of the team in general. I work for a wonderful company. There's a great team here in Knoxville. And, you know, often families who have experienced volunteers through hospice care, those are the people that generally can often come back and say, you know what, I want to do something. I want to volunteer. What do I need to do to serve, you know, in this capacity? So my goal is that we will have two volunteer trainings a year. It is a commitment of time, and it's a very rewarding commitment. And that's one of the things that I am enjoying so much, is just knowing that I get to walk into work every day. And there is something that I get to do today that is going to possibly be a really positive impact in the life of someone. And there is just really no greater reward in a job than that.
Thanks again to Trish Wuerl for joining us on today's edition of Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of what a farm store should be. You can get all of today's news and local information 24 hours a day at knia.krls.com.